the 8th Canzona of Giovanni Gabrieli, played by the Empire Brass. It's time for classical music here on KPR. I'm your classical music friend and guide, I guess, Cordelia Brown, but we're listening together. And next we'll enjoy Antonio Vivaldi. Here's his 8th Concerto from his Inspired Opus 3 set, now on KPR. From the Opus 3 of Antonio Vivaldi, his 8th Concerto. Members of Europa Galante String Ensemble with Fabio Biondi, violinist, here on Kansas Public Radio. Good morning. It's about 9:18. And weather-wise, boy, it sure seems like summer, but not as humid. So that's kind of nice, isn't it? It's about 70 right now in Lawrence, but it should go all the way up to 86. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 82, and we still have that chance of rain for Friday. Well, it's just 30% Friday afternoon. And then Friday night, 80% chance of some rain. And Saturday, a 30% chance. Saturday night, 20%. And Sunday should dawn clear, sunny, a high of 67 for Sunday. This Friday is October 17th, but next Friday, October 24th, it's our big live day. All our classical music is live all day with local groups. And as part of it, Friday night, October 24th, join us either over the air or at the downtown Lawrence Public Library for a free concert by our own in-house concert violinist, Destiny Ann Mermagan, and she'll have friends with her, musical friends, to do some great spooky tales and tunes. 7 p.m., it's free, but we ask you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to attend. A sparkling piano sonata from Muzio Clementi. Piano Sonata in D Major, Opus 40, with pianist Maria Tipo. Next, a trumpet concerto by Telemann, and we have some local artists next hour from the Midwest Chamber Ensemble. Also, the Faré Impromptu for harp solo, and we'll hear the KU Band in a piece that they commissioned for flute and band. It's by Joel Puckett, and it's called Nels for Bonnie, from 2015, Nels, as in a K-N, bells tolling somberly. Also, the Troika from Lieutenant Kije. Lots of great music coming up. Glad we're listening together to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Cordelia Brown. Glad you're tuned in. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lead Center welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group as seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from the Dole Institute of Politics, senior archivist Sarah Gard moderates Why the Armenian Genocide Still Matters with Alice Kelly Keehan and Michael Bobillion, October 21st, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. Here's the Telemann Trumpet Concerto now on KPR. With Wolfgang Bosch, trumpeter, and the German Baroque soloists, Trumpet Concerto in D by Telemann, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Tonight, you've worked hard, you know what you're doing, shine that light.
I'm Alyssa Nadworny, inside a regional theater production of the Britney Spears musical, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 o'clock for more about that story and many more subjects, starting at 3 right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. It's 10 o'clock and we'll have a troika, a Russian dance right after the news, and five bagatelles for clarinet and string quartet by Gerald Finzi. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1, Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org. And support for News Next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. It's KPR.
Live from Weight and Fitness Standards. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.
This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Luminescence Foundation. Luminescence Foundation is dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives. Good morning. It's Kansas Public Radio. Sleigh Ride music by Sergei Prokofiev, the Troika from the Lieutenant Kije Suite, with Terry Fisher and the Utah Symphony Orchestra. Next on KPR, some English music by Gerald Finzi. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Here are the Five Bagatelles by Gerald Finzi on KPR. Those were the Five Bagatelles by Gerald Finzi on KPR. We heard the Tesla Quartet with guest clarinetist Alexander Fitterstein. This is KPR from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. KPR recorded a rare concert featuring Professor Emeritus of Cello from KU, Ed Lout, who spent 25 years as first cellist for the Cleveland Orchestra before coming to KU in 1977. Piano and cello masterpieces by Schumann, Debussy, and Frank Bridge. Join us for this excellent Classics Live featuring Ed Lout. It's tomorrow evening at 7, right here on KPR. That was by French composer Philippe Lasser, probably pronounced differently, but I'm just pronouncing it phonetically, L-A-S-S-E-R. That was Philip Lasser's Ballade with Steve Lewis and the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, and the flutist was Virginia Q. Backman. They have a concert coming up October 26th at Lutheran Church of the Resurrection in Prairie Village. It's called Voices from the Middle, with selections for the inner voices of the ensemble, including Cinco Bocetos for solo clarinet by Roberto Sierra, Trio for horn, clarinet, and piano in E-flat major by Gustav Jenner, Duo for viola and clarinet by Rebecca Clark, and Robert Schumann's Märchenbilder, Fairy Tales, Opus 113. That's Voices from the Middle. It's a local Kansas City ensemble of young professional musicians. Most are just done with their doctorates or master's degree and are just beginning their career. Excellent musicians, the Midwest Chamber Ensemble, as they're in season 14 now, and their concert again is October 26th, with an easy-to-remember web address, midwestchamberensemble.org. Here's another recording they made of After a Dream. This is Gabriel Fauré's music, as arranged by Philippe Lasser, and Sarah Tannehill Anderson assists. The beautiful voice of Kansas City soprano Sarah Tannehill Anderson, who will be coming to sing for you during Live Day next Friday with her group, with Elena Talley and the pianist Dan Velliker. Together they're called the Lyric Trio of Kansas City. Anyway, what we just heard was by Gabriel Fauré, After a Dream, with members of Steve Lewis's, he was the director at the time, Midwest Chamber Ensemble, as arranged by Philip Lasser, that was Sarah Tannehill Anderson. And this is KPR. You know, KPR listeners are engaged in their communities, and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And here's the explosive and expressive and piece by Gabriel Fauré, the impromptu for harp solo. Erica Goodman is the harpist now on KPR. A famous harp piece by Gabriel Fauré, the impromptu. That is Erica Goodman's recording as harpist. Have you heard of Kansas City harpist Calvin Arsenia? Well, he's just great. He does everything. He can do classics and jazz and all types of music. Well, you can go see him tonight. You can go hear him. Are you familiar with the National Museum of Toys and Museums in Kansas City? Well, their web address is, let's see, toyandminiaturemuseum.org. And he will be playing there this evening from 6:30 p.m. until 7:45. There is a cost for the concert, but it's a great chance to be able to hear Calvin Arsenia, Kansas City's harpist at the National Museum of Toys and Miniatures. Good morning. This is KPR. It's about 8.5 minutes before 11 o'clock. Listen for the Bach Gounod Ave Maria right after the 11 o'clock news, about 10, 15 minutes or so, before we hear some good stirring Russian music by Alexander Borodin, a suite from Prince Igor. Well, next, this features the KU Wind Ensemble and Sarah Frizoff, who was flute professor at the time, all directed by Paul Popiel. And this was something commissioned by the KU band. It's by Joel Puckett, and it's in memory of a family member of Joel Puckett's. This is from 2015, and it's called Nels for Bonnie on KPR. We've heard the KU Wind Ensemble and Sarah Frizoff, flutist, for Nels for Bonnie by Joel Puckett on KPR.
Hey, it's Layla Faldin. Weather News is always where the story is. Come along with us every weekday morning.
Join us for the story. It's every weekday morning between 5 and 9, before classical music starts at 9 here on KPR. We're live and local, KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. And support for news next on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Lawrence Community Orchestra, presenting Spooky Carnival, featuring seasonal fun and music, Sunday, October 19th, 2:30 p.m. at Lawrence High School. Information and tickets at lawrenceorchestra.org. And from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri since 1982 with a variety of environmental services, from indoor air quality and mold services to energy audits and solar energy installation. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. It's KPR.
Live from NP and the Pentagon Press Corps, news outlets including NPR have rejected the policy. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. Good morning. It's KPR. the beautiful Bach Gounod Ave Maria. Nicholas Cleobury, the English Chamber Orchestra, and the cellist was Julian Lloyd Webber, brother of the Broadway composer. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio, and I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Next, some stirring Russian music. We also have a Chopin Impromptu and James Barnes, the Appalachian Overture. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. And from KJHK and their 50th birthday showcase in the Kansas Union Gallery in the Kansas Memorial Union, it's now through Saturday with a reception tomorrow, 4 to 6 p.m., open to the public. Details at kjhk.org. Well, now with the Philharmonia Orchestra and the BBC Symphony Chorus, let's listen now to a suite from Alexander Borodin's opera, Prince Igor, on KPR. That's Alexander Borodin, who was a scientist by day and a composer at night. Russian composer Borodin's Prince Igor, that's his opera, and we just heard a suite from it, with the BBC Symphony Chorus and the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Jeffrey Simon, here on Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, and always through kansaspublicradio.org. It's about a quarter till noon. We still have Chopin and Jim Barnes, the Appalachian Overture. And right after the noon news and Stardate, we've got a banger of a Brazilian dance for saxophone and orchestra, plus some Danish classics with suites for both recorder and cello and Doknani's Serenade, classical music with Jeff Watson from noon to 3 on KPR. And support for the classical music here on KPR comes from you, but also from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. Kaiser Cummings, with more than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com. Mikhail Pletnev, now pianist, for the Chopin Impromptu, number 1 from Opus 29 on KPR. Mikhail Pletnev, playing the Impromptu number 1 in A-flat from Opus 29 by Frédéric Chopin, here on Kansas Public Radio. Next, the Appalachian Overture. The National Weather Service just updated the forecast for Lawrence. Today we might, 20% chance, have some isolated showers here or there before noon, so that's about 9 more minutes. Should be mostly sunny otherwise, and still a high of 86 is expected. Tonight, clear skies, low of 62, and tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 82. Friday, we have a chance, 30% now, for a little bit of rain Friday afternoon, 80% chance for a rainy Friday night, and Saturday, bringing over a 30% chance for showers, but Saturday, still mostly sunny with a high of 74, and Sunday sounds nice, sunny and a high of only 67. But don't worry, it'll warm back up into the 70s for Monday and Tuesday. Let's hear the James Barnes Appalachian Overture. This recording has Frederick Fennell directing the Kosei Wind Orchestra of Tokyo. By James Barnes, the Appalachian Overture, with Frederick Fennell and the Kosei Wind Orchestra of Tokyo, right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas.
Britney Spears musical, on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Consider that, during All Things Considered, starting at 3, That and many other stories as well. We have 3 more hours of classical music for you with Jeff Watson next on KPR. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH, KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Become a KPR sponsor and your business can harness the trust and credibility of public radio. 82% of listeners take action because of an announcement heard on NPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. And support for news next on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting the Vienna Boys Choir, October 25th, sharing music across the globe for 6 centuries. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi.